At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Win and lose against anyone.
Thank you. So I say that all to say good morning to everyone out there just waking up. And you're probably saying, Minnesota, why are we opening with that? Well, it was a big win for them over the Memphis Grizzlies. So now you're back in playoff mode. Take care of business these next two games. You're a playoff and not a play-in team. And I think that would calm the waters, right?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
The Warriors just have to worry about tonight.
There you go.
One game at a time. And I was listening to Willard and Dibbs, and Steve Kerr had a line. Well, you know, the play-in isn't a death sentence. Steve, I love you. I love you, Steve. For us in our psyche, it might be. We haven't won a play-in game. What, like,
ever. 0-3 all time.
Okay, it might not be a death sentence. No, but boy, it sure makes it a lot more frightening.
Right.
And I hear him like, well, we got this guy and we got that guy. And yeah, we lost to the Hawks. And yes, we lost to the freaking Spurs. So they have to win tonight. I'm not getting ahead of myself. I'm not going to go 4-seed hunting. I'm not going to talk about the 5-seed. All they have to worry about is beating the Blazers tonight, and then tomorrow's a new day. I will worry about what's going on tomorrow when I have results of tonight from the rest of the NBA, and we can kind of recalibrate and figure out what the best course of action is for Sunday.
Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Again, we are streaming all day long on all those platforms, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. It's a 50 cent Friday. It's a feel good Friday. It's a payday Friday, baby. It's a Masters Friday. Scotty Scheffler looking great. Justin Rose, leader in the clubhouse currently. It's one day. People are going to start fading over the weekend. We got moving day tomorrow. So can't wait to watch the Masters over the weekend. And what's going to be an incredible weekend, because on Monday, we're going to find out finally who the Warriors are going to be playing. And at some point today, we're going to go to the calls. We're going to go to the phones, as they are always open, at 888-957-9570. And who do the Dub Nation, who do the people want to be playing in that first round? If they get to the first round, we'll get to that. And plus, shameless shout out, 7:45. We got Bonte joining us in the 9 o'clock hour for the entire hour. Very curious to hear his thoughts on where this team is at emotionally, mentally, physically, heading into these next two games, which again, Blazers Warriors tonight in Portland. Coverage of that at 6 o'clock with Warriors Live right here on 95.7 The Game. Tip off at 7 with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. And then the game on Sunday, I think all eyes are going to be on that one. On Masters Sunday, it's going to be 12:30 tip. And we'll have, again, all that coverage leading up to it right here on 95.7 The Game at 12:30 tip. Clippers, Warriors. And could that be a potential scenario where, hey, do you want the Nuggets? Do you want the Lakers? Again, I know you're saying just win tonight.
I know.
We have to start thinking about all these things because we're not going to be here until Monday. And two games are going to have taken place since then. So it starts tonight, though, as you said, Joe. Just take care of business tonight. No funny business. No playing with your food, right? None of that. Just go out there and dominate from start to finish, because you have Stephen Curry, you have Jimmy Butler, you have Draymond Green, you have Steve Kerr, and they have Scoot Henderson. Like, come on.
Joe, if they lose tonight, they deserve to be in the play-in. You lose back-to-back games against the Spurs,
I kind of agree,
and the Blazers.
Yeah.
You deserve to be in the play-in, if I'm being 100% frank. And the way I view this is that we could isolate any individual game that they've lost over the last 4 months. Forget just the last, you know, month and a half. But if you lose back-to-back, given what's at stake here, and look, they could say, hey, you know, we're not frightened going into, you're lying to yourself. Mm. You're lying to yourself. I want no part. Did you watch Minnesota last night?
They looked incredible.
I'm not pretending to be.
That's a one game, sample size right there.
I'm not pretending to be Mr., you know, League Pass, but that game was on Max, a.k.a. TNT.
Thank you.
And I watched it from the third quarter on. Minnesota is frightening.
They scored 52 in the third quarter.
And look, 52. I know we just beat Memphis. Memphis is frightening too. They can go on an explosion at any time.
I mean, just talk about explosions. Those celebrations from Ja Morant throwing those grenades into the crowd is incredible. I'm all in on the grenade throws. The gun's one thing.
Guys should probably stay away from all firearms and all things that detonate.
Was it Carter or Sam that said next time the crowd needs to go boom when he throws the grenade into
it
when
they're at home?
Carter, that was all time. Who are those two guys that do the boom, boom, boom? You know what I'm talking about?
I know. The Costco. There's
get the Rizzler in there and make it a thing. Let's go. The Rizzler?
I worry about his long-term health. I'm being 100% honest.
Come on, he's fine. Hey, Carter,
he's probably not. But
let's go.
No, I don't think he is, dude. I legitimately feel bad.
No, he's
fine.
There's
a fine line on some of these things. That family's odd.
Hey, I don't even think he's related to that family. The Boom Boom family? The Boom Boom family's different from the Rizzlers.
That guy's a weirdo.
Well, you know what? They're having fun. He's being a good father with the son. I'm not mad at that, all right? Maybe me and Benny are going to have some Costco reviews going forward. Who knows? Chuck E. Cheese? I'm not mad at that. McDonald's review?
The bit is just about done for me.
Okay.
It had a moment in time.
So don't get the Rizzler on at 888-957-9570, courtesy of the River Islands guest. Like, can we reach out to him? I know Nahegan probably knows
him. Actually, at 8 o'clock today, we got a surprise guest. No, he's
not. Oh, Sam, don't get me excited. Like,
here's where I feel bad. He's a child, and part of the... people make fun of how he looks, and I'm not comfortable with that. I don't like that.
You know what?
I'm just being honest. I'm very sensitive about children and you know, adults making fun of how they look. I'm not trying to be a pro-pleaser. I'm not. I'm really not.
That's any walk of life. Everyone's going to make fun of you.
When it's a child, I get uncomfortable.
Sure, but I was also two or three. I was like 5 or 6, and my nose started coming in, and I got told about it all the time. It's all right. Just make it your armor. You'll never be used against you. Shout out Tyrion Lannister. And the Rizzler, I love you, buddy. All right, keep doing your thing. I got your back, my brother. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco, brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. And again, big win yesterday as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors. Can they get the job done and be a playoff team? The fact that it's coming down to this is actually insane given where we were a couple months ago. Isn't it? Is it not like crazy to think about this turnaround that this team has had? I understand we're all in playoff mode, but let's just take a step back real quick and talk about where this team was just a few months ago heading into the trade deadline.
There's an alternate universe where we are the current Phoenix Suns.
Yes, absolutely.
Where things just like, you know, the Steph butt injury, let's say that happens and they don't acquire Jimmy and they don't go on this big run. You know, there is a possibility that they pack it up. I'm not saying that that's what Steph would have wanted to do, but they might not have been in a position to go on a run. And you might be looking up and you're the 11 seed right now.
Or you're facing the Kings again and you're going back to Sacramento for a one-game scenario, which you don't want.
One game under when they made the Jimmy deal.
Yep.
25-26 or 24-25.
Something like that.
I mean, it's pretty incredible.
It's absolutely incredible.
But I'm also of the nature that there are individual games that they won that maybe they shouldn't have, but some of the losses just really stick with me because the top dogs were the culprits in why they didn't finish it out.
Right. And they have no one to blame for them than themselves.
Exactly.
If it comes down to that last game against the Clippers and either you lose or win, we'll see what happens there. And you find yourself in a scenario where maybe you're playing the Nuggets or the Lakers and you don't want to play that team. Well, they had their opportunity to maybe control and maybe get home court, and wouldn't have to worry about that. Then maybe you're facing a Grizzlies or a T-Wolves.
I mean, let's just go through the schedule. That Philly loss on a Saturday night.
Bad.
That was bad.
Quentin Grimes.
What else?
No Jimmy Butler in that game, but no excuses.
Okay,
right?
But you still should have won.
The Atlanta Hawks game for me.
Okay.
Starting off that six-game road trip with the just getting blown out by Trae Young and them boys.
Yeah.
That can't happen. I don't care if Steph's not there. I don't care.
I'm with you. The Atlanta Hawks, the Philly Spurs game most recently.
That was bad.
How about the Nuggets game with no Jokic and no Murray?
That was bad.
Okay.
I mean, Aaron Gordon looked like a god.
He did.
The Miami Heat revenge game. We were all talking about it for weeks.
Yeah.
Jimmy's return to MIA.
I give the Heat, you know, a little more credit. I'm not saying that you should have won that game, but you didn't even show up. To me, it was about energy level, so I'm not even going to put that in there.
They're 8 games under 500.
I'm looking at those 4 games. If one of those games, and I'm sure we could pick another one. Is there another one I'm omitting, guys? But I'm sure we could pick a lot of games, but there are at least 4 games, Philly, Spurs, Atlanta, Nuggets. If you win one of those, how different does this weekend play out?
That's a great point.
One of them.
Just one. I'm looking through some of the losses. They didn't really lose a whole hell of a lot with Jimmy Butler. Like, those are kind of the only ones. The first game that they did lose was that Lakers game, but neither Luka nor Jimmy Butler played that one. So I'm not even going to use that one. The Mavericks, that's another good one.
Oh, yeah.
Kyrie going off.
Good call.
Kyrie, that was one right there.
That third quarter, you don't even call a timeout. That was a nightmare.
Yep. That's a good one. That's a good one. Did you say Jazz? Was that early on in the season? That was prior to Jimmy Buckets?
Right before they traded.
Right.
Throw that to the side.
Yeah.
Such a different team.
Yeah.
So we got about 5 wins. If you can give me one of those 5 pretty bad losses, just one. I mean, maybe I'm getting too greedy here. Am I?
No, greed is good. Shout out Gordon Gekko.
Thank you. I do love that.
Wall Street?
Yeah. But, you know, it just sucks that it's coming down to, and I don't want to face James Harden and Kawhi Leonard on Sunday and have it matter for your playing game.
Real quick, that's a hilarious sentence just given where the Clippers have been at for years now in Kawhi's health and James Harden. Like, we make fun of these guys. Like, it sucks that, like, it's come to that. It's kind of become a punchline with injuries with Kawhi, which sucks because he is an all-time player.
Right.
And it sucks that it's turned into that, but it's been a thing. Like, the fact that I even still have to say, yeah, Kawhi, if he's healthy, like that, for years we've been saying that. And I don't know if, like, on Sunday, is he even going to play in that game? I don't know. You know what's sad, real quick, on that, on the Clippers thing? Because you might be playing them maybe in the first round. I don't know how things are going to shake out. We got a couple games to go here.
Yeah, yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number to weigh in. But it's sad that I even thought the Clippers in a playoff series. I told Carter, he's like, you think they rest Kawhi like a game or two in a series if they feel like they could win it still? Like, just a game two. If they sneak a game one, do they just not play him in game two?
I mean,
which sounds insane, but that's how I have to think about it. Like, That's where we're at with Kawhi and his injury history. So I don't even know if he's going to play on Sunday. Hopefully he does, because I like to see all the players play at their best. But yeah, like the fact that it's coming down to there. And again, I'm going to say this again. Clippers, hottest team in the NBA. They've won 6 in a row. And they got a big game tonight that has ramifications. All these teams in the West basically do.
So who are they playing tonight? So
the Kings are going to be playing the Clippers in Kings. Sacramento tonight.
God, we're relying on them.
That's a big one, though. Well, the Kings, sneakily, I want to say they've won. Oh, they just had a loss. But they had won 3 in a row prior to that last L. And that was against the Nuggets. That was a tight game, though, for a little bit, right?
I mean, they're basically vying to have a home game. Correct. In the 9-10 game.
Correct. They would like to host the Mavericks. And can we look up back there, guys, who has the tiebreak between those two teams?
The Kings have the tiebreak.
Okay, so the Kings basically have a 2-game lead over the Mavericks. So if the Kings
need to win one more.
Correct. So if they do win tonight, they could rest on Sunday.
I like that.
Yeah, so they have a lot to play for tonight. Are you all in? Kenny Caraway? Damian Barley? ESPN 1320?
Nothing is more. I mean, like, how pathetic is it? The Warriors are relying on the Kings.
Well, you were relying on the Lakers earlier in the week because you wanted them to beat the Thunder. So the Rockets.
We're all lighting the beam tonight.
Right. So
you know what we call that?
What?
It's desperate.
No.
Well, we're desperate.
That's okay to be a little desperate sometimes, right?
I think
desperate
we kind of are, though. That's the thing.
I know we are. I'm acknowledging it. Trust me. This season has been insane. If they could just get into the playoffs as a top 6 team, I will be able to take a deep breath, and then we can all relax, and then we can focus on exactly who the opponent is and start breaking it down. The problem with this Warrior team, and it's I can't think of any other team that I think of like this in modern sports. I love them in a 7-game series. I hate them in a play-in scenario.
Well, no.
Why is that?
Because it's a single game elimination. It's the same reason why.
But if I would have said Brady in a single game elimination, I'm taking Brady.
Well, Tom Brady.
If I said Patrick Mahomes in a single game elimination, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes. If I would have said, let's go Justin Verlander, who's on the Giants right now, but like over the last 6-7 years of final game, game 7 elimination, I'm probably taking Verlander. We have Steph Curry, and yet I'm still petrified of a play-in game.
Because they've shown you that they're 0-3, and it doesn't matter. Steph can have a bad game, and no one else can step up. Like, that is a thing that has happened. Klay Thompson goes 0-for last year in a play-in scenario, right? Like, you go up against the Lakers in that first, I think it was the first ever, like, play-in game, right? That was during the COVID year, like, post-COVID. And, you know, Jordan Poole, that was kind of his little coming-out party for a little bit. But LeBron hits that 3 over Steph. He sees the 3 rims. It was craziness. And then you lose to... Who was it? Who's my guy that they make fun of? He looks like Ted Cruz from Duke. Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen had a game against you as a Memphis Grizzly in that second play-in game, and they won.
The name of guys who have gone off on you this year is not a sexy list.
Right.
It's okay. Aaron Gordon is one of the more accomplished players on this list.
Local
it's
guy?
A bunch of Keldon Johnsons and
Stephon Castle.
Stephon Castle's.
I know.
He could be
Blake Wesley
star.
Making some buckets. Blake Wesley.
I mean, who is the guy in Philadelphia that destroys?
Quentin Grimes.
He's actually,
real quick, Quentin Grimes has been on an unbelievable tear. He's been, like, really good.
But
it started maybe with the
Warriors.
How
many names in the NBA would the casual fan name before they got to Quentin Grimes?
I think you'd be surprised, actually. Quentin Grimes, it's cool.
He's been killing people, honestly. Yeah.
Sure. My mother-in-law would have no idea who he is.
No, but it's a cool name, and he won't forget it. Quentin Grimes is a pretty cool name. No? Grimer? Shout out Pokemon?
Also was traded by the Mavericks.
There you go. What's coming up? The game is brought to you by Safeway. Again, shameless shout out, 7:45. Bonte Hill, 9 o'clock. Memphis
the
takes a big L
me,
yesterday.
No, I got to stop you. The anxiety, it's killing me. Am I alone? Warrior fans, is this anxiety killing you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.